a voice to the church to claim vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and we're going to be talking about the American Constitution, which certainly separates America from every other government in the world today. Because, you see, we have a unique form of government. It's being ignored by the subversive element that's taken over in Washington, D.C. But basically, when our founders created this country, they realized that democracy didn't work. They remembered certainly well what Plato had said, and that is that democracies always degenerate into dictatorship. And so basically they created a republic where the power of the federal government was restricted and the people couldn't vote themselves into tyranny. Because after all, certainly if government's going to give you a free pension, wouldn't you, or even if you have to pay for it, wouldn't you like to have a pension? Wouldn't you like to have subsidized health care or free health care? Wouldn't you like to have food stamps and a housing allotment? Wouldn't you like to have government provide for you from the cradle to the grave so you didn't have to work, or if you weren't able to work, that you'd be taken care of? But you see, that's the road to tyranny. And first of all, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why? Because sooner or later you run out of money. And that's just what we've done. No, nobody's telling you or talking about it, the fact that we're actually going behind $1 trillion a year. $1 trillion a year. I mean, the budget this last year was about $340 billion, $3,400 billion. And we had to borrow $1 trillion of that. We didn't have the money to put out. And the same thing's going to happen. It's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse until the whole thing collapses. And the people, the subversive element that working behind the scenes knows exactly what's going to happen. And they want it to collapse. Why? Because then they can establish their subversive dictatorship. And we have a little small group that controls the military, it controls the banks, it controls the corporations, it controls the media, it controls the educational system, it controls the tax-exempt foundations, it controls certainly many religious organizations, it controls both political parties, and certainly it has their agents certainly planted within the Intelligence Commission. And most people have no idea even what we're talking about. And that's why we want to listen to our program. But right now, let's get to Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, because, of course, you can't know what you're against unless you know what you're for. And we should all be in favor of our great and wonderful God-given Constitution. Go right ahead, David.
Amen, Dr. Stan. That is a wonderful blessing that our founders, who were wise beyond their own wisdom, really, because they were depending on the wisdom they derived from the Word of God, they were wise in crafting a system of government that took into account what Scripture teaches about human nature. James Madison's famous in Federalist Paper 51 said, what is government? But government is an expression about human nature. In other words, you're talking about a philosophy of human nature. What is mankind? And Scripture clearly tells us that mankind was created in the image of God. Therefore, he has an esteem, a glory, in a sense, above the rest of creation. So he also, as a creature made in the image of God, has God-given rights. And then the other fact about human beings that our founders clearly believed is that all men are fallen. As Scripture says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
And we're going to a break here. I just want to make one point, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the 10th of the Federalist Papers and read what Madison wrote about democracy. But democracies are spectacles of turbulence and contention are air incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death, and the death is coming.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8.
Lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We're talking about a unique document which separates America from every other nation. Isn't it a shame that the subversive element in Washington, D.C. is violating their oaths that these people are guilty of treason? Because, of course, they've sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they're doing everything they can to undermine it. Now, we have a few congressmen back there who are doing everything they can to bring forward what's happening. But, of course, because of the degree of control that exists over the media, you never hear when they give a speech. Oh, you hear about when John McCain gives a speech, or suddenly other people who are part of the establishment. Fellow traitors like John McCain, he is a traitor, he is a subversive Congress senator, but suddenly when he gives a talk, why, you see him all the time. When other responsible people get up and give talks, you seldom or if ever hear about what they're saying. Why? Because the media in America is rigidly controlled by 5 to 6 major corporations, and they work together. Some pretend to be conservative, some pretend to be liberal, but they all have one purpose and goal, and that is to conceal the truth from the American people and to convince them that we are a democracy and we're not. And all you need to do is, anybody who wants to tell you we're a democracy, ask them where in the Constitution it says we're a democracy, where in the Federalist Papers, where in the Declaration of Independence, where certainly in any government document, any of the constitutions of the 50 states, where does it say we are a democracy? And it doesn't. It decries democracy. And the fact is, you'll never hear, if you read that in our papers or magazines, that you'll never learn that in school or even in your churches, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Pastor David.
Thank you. Yes, well, if we understand human fallen nature, we know that the easy task, the really easy task in one sense, is for the government to control the governed, because after all, dictators have perfected that technique very easily, you know. They have lots of prisons and lots of police and torture. And
We have more people in prison in America than any other nation in the world. We have more people in prison than they have in communist China, with a population of about 1.3 billion people. We have more people in prison here in the United States. What's wrong with that scenario? Go right ahead.
Yes. And so it's easy for the tyrant and the dictator to control the governed. But the really difficult task, the second task that Madison pointed out, is how do we get the government to control itself? And as you've mentioned already, it's quite obvious that Washington, D.C. is absolutely out of control, spending, 60% more than they take in each and every day, and programs that have no control over them, and money wasted and just squandering money in many different directions. But you look at the government of Washington, D.C., and you say, this thing is completely out of control. The supposed president acting as if he is the legislature, and then, of course, you have the judges acting like they are the legislature, and the legislature doing nothing about it, which is their duty would be to impeach in the executive and impeach in the judicial branch those who are violating their oath of office. But they do nothing. They allow those violations to take place, even though they know it's against the law. So we have a lawless, out of control government in Washington, D.C. How in the world do you bring that under control? And Madison explained in the Federalist Papers that the design of our Constitution was to do exactly that, was to build in checks and balances between the three branches of government, such that the legislature and the executive and the judicial would each be a check against one another. And then Madison says that there were levels of government that would be a check upon one another. In particular, that the state governments would be a check against the federal government, preventing the federal government from acting outside the boundaries established in our Constitution, that the state governments would have actually more power. He said that in the end of Federalist 45, that the powers we've given to the federal government are few, limited, and very defined, in contrast to the powers where the state governments are large, widespread, and undefined. And their design was on purpose, knowing that you never want to centralize power in one place, because if you do, the wicked will come, take control of that system, and they will dictatorially tyrannize the people in the land. Instead, if you have decentralized power, that there's more power in the hands of each state government than there is in the hands of the federal government, those states are all in competition with each other. I mean, they have to be in competition for citizens, for businesses to stay there. I mean, I look at my, the United State of Maryland, and a few years ago, the governor thinking, oh, we're going to raise tax revenue, and we got to go after those wealthy people. And he put in a millionaire's tax that was going to heavily tax the people who made more than a million. And you know what happened? Within a year, most of those millionaires left Maryland. They had the financial resources to simply relocate and take their money with them and take their businesses with them, which reduced the amount of jobs for people in Maryland. And the amazing thing to see is the tax revenue plummeted. They went after the millionaires, think they were going to make a windfall and increase the tax revenue. Instead, the tax revenues plummeted because people can vote with their feet against the particular state government when it becomes tyrannical. But how can you vote with your feet against Washington, D.C. when it becomes tyrannical? Well, our founders were very wise in building this in, and we've been walking through the 10 articles of the Bill of Rights, and the 10th Amendment highlights this very important fact, that the states were to have greater, far more ranging powers than the federal government. It says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the state, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And note the power flow here is very important to understand. The power is not delegated to the United States. But when you look at the power flow, actually, the delegation of powers to the United States government is essentially coming from the states. The states were the ones who ratified this Constitution, who came to this agreement and said, okay, these are the powers, the limited, enumerated, delegated powers that we are putting in the hands of Washington, D.C., this federal government that we are creating. But the more important question is, where did the states get the powers they had to even do that? Well, they got the powers from the people in their state. And where did the people get those powers? They got those powers from their God-given rights. So, for example, you have a God-given right to property. How do we know that? Because God's law says, thou shalt not steal. The negative command implies the positive reality that the positive God-given right is that you have the right to own property. After all, if you believed in the wicked theory of communism, that nobody owns property, only the state owns property. In a sense, the state then becomes God, and you're all the minions, the serfs of the state, and nobody can own property. Well, if nobody owns property except the state, if you take the property of your neighbor, you go over there and you steal his DVD player or what have you, you know, well, that's not really stealing because he doesn't own it after all. What your big offense would be is you're redistributing the wealth of the state. And if the state says your neighbor's got to have that DVD player and you can't take it from your neighbor because the state has granted it to your neighbor, really your theft is against the state and not against your neighbor. That's a complete unbiblical false idea of property rights. Property rights in here in the people. And so God has given us as individuals the right to own property. Therefore, we as individuals coming together in a body politic and creating a civil government, one of the purposes we create that civil government for is to secure our property rights. So my neighbor does come over and steal my DVD player. I have recourse to recover those stolen goods and to see that he is punished by the civil magistrate so that he learns not to steal my DVD player next week. So the rights are given by God to the people. And I know my friends that talk about states' rights, I know what they're referring to. It's really not, however, the accurate way to speak of that, because rights only inhere in people, not in government. Governments have no rights at all. They only have powers. And those powers are due to the fact that we, the people, having been given by God our God-given right, we come together in a compact, an agreement with other people that together we're going to form a civil government that is entrusted with securing our God-given rights. We're just talking about property as an example. So we say this government is going to exist, and its job is to secure our God-given rights to real property, land and houses, as well as intellectual property. If I make an invention and so on, or publish a book and copyright, all those kind of properties, we want the government, and we create the government to secure those rights for us so that our God-given rights are protected. So the government's powers derive from the people, and those are the only powers the government has. And so the Tenth Amendment says very clearly there is a limit to the powers that have been delegated to the United States by the Constitution. Well, you see, the people in Washington, D.C. do not believe that today. They believe their powers are unlimited. As Obama famous for saying, I have a pen, I have a telephone. In other words, I am the law, I make the law, whatever I choose, that is the law. And he's done that with Obamacare. I hate that term because Obama really doesn't care.
But of course, that is not accurate, basically. this is unconstitutional. This is a treasonous act on the part of the president. The power of the president is limited by the Constitution. He is to carry out the laws certainly that are passed by the legislature. And so the executive power is only simply to do a few little minor things to make government run more efficiently. But going along certainly with the dictates of the legislature, the president is not a dictator. He does not have the ability to rule. In fact, most of what the president is doing is frankly treasonous, and people should understand that. And we need to hold him responsible, and Congress responsible for not doing what it should.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family.
Kate, our children, this is something the parents should be doing. Now, we have public education, probably the worst thing that ever happened, because public education is being used today to dumb down our children. The purpose of education is to destroy their faith in God. That is why they're taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Their children are indoctrinated in the idea of evolution, and, of course, they're not even allowed to mention God or prayer. Basically, of course, the educational system is a disaster, and basically our young people are being progressively dumbed down. It's time, if you have children or grandchildren, get them out of government schools, get them someplace where they're going to get an education, even if it means you're going to have to sacrifice certainly maybe your wife's income. Why, there are programs. We carry the Robinson Homeschool curriculum, where, of course, it takes very little time on the part of the parents, where the child will educate themselves, and they'll come out with a fine education. But go right ahead, David.
Amen. Some of the finest young people I know are homeschooled, and we were homeschooling for a number of years now in a Christian school. But so there are the Tenth Amendment telling us there are rights that even the state government should not invade. They belong to the people. They're reserved to the people. The people, through their state constitutions, basically do the same thing we've done with the federal government. They say, these are the delegated, limited, enumerated powers of what we are crafting and creating this state government. In other words, these are the things it can do. These are the things it cannot do. And it must abide by the document of the state constitution. Today I was down in our state capital, Annapolis, and testifying on a bill dealing with the castle doctrine, that is that your home is a castle, and if somebody breaks in, you have a right to even use deadly force to deal with that intruder that is threatening your well-being and the well-being of your family and so on. And I always, when I testify, I bring along a Maryland state constitution because I know most of those legislators there have never cracked open that state constitution. And I like to remind them that they've taken an oath before Almighty God to abide by this constitution for which he'll hold them accountable on Judgment Day. Hope as a pastor, I can remind them of that because many of them, having never opened the state constitution, on Judgment Day, they're going to have an awful lot to give account for. They've been acting unlawfully year in and year out because they've never even bothered to read what their job description is in that state constitution. So our founders wisely knew that you cannot allow government to act in an unrestricted fashion, not on the federal level, not on the state level, not on the county level, or right down on the town or township level. The government must remain within the boundaries established by the people, or you will have tyranny. But that means the people need to know what those boundaries are. And as you've mentioned many times, the media is a very effective propaganda machine that promotes ideas like democracy. We are not a democracy, but you're told that in the media day in, day out. And many other ideas are being presented. They're exact opposite of what the truth is. So until the people know what those boundaries are and enforce those boundaries, we're going to continue to see tyranny grow in America, which is really why I'm so excited to be part of Institute on the Constitution and spreading this message all over the country. Because until the citizens understand these boundaries and act upon those boundaries, the amazing thing here about the 10th Amendment is that states really, the duty of the state government is to stand against the federal government from violating the Constitution within the boundaries of their state. So let's take, oh, there's a whole long laundry list of alphabet soup agencies in the United federal state, government that are acting unconstitutionally within the boundaries of all the states, all 50 states. So let's just pick one, for example, the EPA, you know, created in the Carter regime. And the EPA says, we're going to clean the air and clean the water, and we're going to force these standards, which often these standards are created by bureaucrats. They're not voted on by Congress. They're not law in that sense at all, and yet they're enforced as if they're law, and people pay huge fines, and people go to prison, and their businesses are shut down because of the EPA. We read earlier at the end of last year, the last lead smelter in America was put out of business by the EPA. But what would happen if there was a state in this union that decided, wait a minute, we read the Constitution and we've read it from one end to the other multiple times, and we see nothing in there where the states and the people have granted to the federal government to do anything about the quality of the air or the quality of the water. It's none of their business. We have not granted them such a power. Therefore, the EPA is a usurpation of a power that it does not belong to them, and we're going to stop that usurpation within the boundaries of our state. We can't say what another state's going to do, but just in our state, we're not going to allow that tyranny to continue.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Wilde. That miracles itself really is a miracle. Miracles and products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney David is pointing out that so much of what goes on, as Sidney with the Environmental Protection Agency and so many of the other alphabet soup agencies, just is not Sidney legitimate. Sidney, in Maryland, where Sidney David lives, why are they taxing the rain, Sidney, for whatever reason, under the EPA auspices? But in Virginia, of course, they challenged the EPA dictate, and a federal judge said yes, Sidney. Rain is not a pollutant, therefore, certainly, Virginia is not going to be forced to tax. Certainly, rainfall is another means of raising money. And basically, of course, what we need are more and more of our states to challenge these federal bureaucracies. And this is all basically a gimmick, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, you go to other countries, they don't have an all-powerful government that regulates every aspect of life. This is what communism's all about. We have far more regulations in America than they ever had in the Soviet Union. What people don't understand is that since the inception of communism, it has been funded and financed and encouraged and fomented from people here in the United States because we needed an enemy to focus the attention of the people over that danger over there, while we were imposing a ruthless dictatorship here at home. And step by step, little by little, we're gradually losing our freedom. Oh, it's not all at once. It's just a little bit every year. A little more, a little more. And until you understand there's a subversive element in Washington, D.C. that wants a ruling bureaucracy to control every aspect of society, to lower the living standards here in America to that of those that exist in Russia and in China, until you understand that what's going on today is not by accident, and that you're being lied to by the media, and you're being lied to, certainly, in our churches, in our educational system, and certainly the average individual has very little idea what's going on, or do they understand that we have a small group that controls almost every aspect of our lives? And basically, we need to take America back, and that's why you need to listen to Radio Liberty. You need to learn about the Council on Foreign Relations, not certainly who they are, but although that's important, but you need to understand where this organization came from and what energized the people 100 years ago who actually worked to create this movement for a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity and create a one-world religion. The people know exactly what they're doing. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn. Go right ahead, David. And before maybe what I want you to do is tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can actually set up a program where they can begin teaching the Constitution to their friends and relatives and the members of their church.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan. As I mentioned earlier, what really needs to happen, because we can't expect a political class to make this change, certainly not the media, and obviously not the education system. All of those are in cahoots, as you said, to force us into a new world order. That's where they're headed. It's got to happen on the grassroots level. Individual citizens saying, hey, I know I need to do something that's going to make a difference with my family and my friends and my neighbors and the people I go to church with and the people I work with. And that's why we put together what we call a host kit, because you're not actually teaching the Constitution yourself. That's done in the 12 lectures on DVD, and we'll get an answer to you before your next session so that you don't need to be the expert. We'll provide that for you. But we've had people, Dr. Stan, all over the country from all walks of life who are conducting these classes. And one of the exciting new developments that we have taken place, we have one in Florida and another North Carolina now, is high school students in the public system. I believe the public system should be abolished, but while it still exists, let's seek to infiltrate it any way we can. Public schools have attempted to conduct our course from the staff level, that is, to make it an option that students could take, that the teachers in school are actually leading the class. And all the ACLU had a cow, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, they threw a hissy fit and they threatened lawsuits and all the rest. So the public schools that have wanted to do that have backed away in fear and trepidation. But the thing that they cannot stop, and the Supreme Court has determined it cannot be stopped, is students in their after-school activities clubs choosing to conduct an Institute on the Constitution. So they call it an American club, is what they're calling it in the Spanish River, Florida. And there's one in North Carolina getting started. So students take the initiative, get a host kit, and they gather a group of fellow students together who want to learn the American view of law and government, who want to learn what our founders said about law and government, who want to develop that biblical worldview of law and government and understand and come away with a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And they're doing it. And they can't be stopped. ACLU can't sue the students. The Supreme Court's already determined students have this right, and it cannot be stopped. So that's an exciting development. But anyone with any group of people can take this host kit and begin to conduct the class and train up their fellow citizens. So we encourage people to purchase a host kit. You can go or you can call us. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796 to order your host kit. Or if you want to go to our website, it's one word, The American View, all as one word, theamericanview.com. Go to the website. You'll see there courses is one of the tabs. If you just run your mouse over that, the drop down has the U.S. course. Click that, and then you'll see the options for purchasing host kit, a full host kit that is designed for you to host the whole class, a student kit if you just want to look at the 12 lectures and have the student notebook is another option. Or so there's a number of different options there, but we encourage people who are planning to conduct a class to get the full host kit so that they have all the materials they need to conduct the class in a turnkey fashion. And we're offering a brand new course that will be starting this month on Thursday night, the 20th of March. And if people are interested, they can actually take this course online. I'll be teaching the course called Foundational Principles of Freedom. 7 sessions. It'll be Eastern time here at from 7 to 9 p.m., but people can take that course online if they're interested in doing that. They ought to call our office, 866-730-9796, or they could go to our website, theamericanview.com, and sign up for that. Also, we offer an email, a biweekly email, 2 times a week. An email comes out with articles and videos. Most recently, we have been putting my sermons, my Sunday sermons, where I talk about a lot of these issues that most pastors would never touch with a 10-foot pole. This week, we were talking about gun confiscation as part of the sermon, and they don't hear that very often from most of the pulpits in America, and I hear that as I travel the country and talk to people around the country. They say, you know, my pastor never says anything about these hot issues that we ought to be hearing about, hearing what the Word of God says. Well, we have decided to put our sermons out, make them available through Institute on the Constitution website, theamericanview.com. The archive is under commentaries. My blog is David Whitney's blog. Second, click down on that. But if you sign up for our emails, each week you'll get two emails that tell you about what's happening at Institute and give you some articles and some commentaries. And my sermon is one of those links that would come to your inbox each week. So if you're interested in that, please go to our website as well, theamericanview.com, and you'll see subscribe button. And that subscribe button is a free subscription, no charge at all for this, but we are trying to help people, in addition to our courses, help people on a weekly basis build an understanding in their own thinking as well as with their neighbors and friends and family, an understanding of the American view of law and government that is founded in this biblical view of law and government. And Dr. Stan, it's amazing to me, I'm now running for office. I'm running for the local office of county council. And, I'm being attacked left and right, not just locally, but all over the country. The leftists are having a fit that they call me a theocrat, simply because I believe the founder's view of law and government, that there is a creator God, our rights come from him, and the sole purpose of government is to secure and to protect those God-given rights. I simply hold to the founder's view of law and government, what Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration, and what James Madison in our Constitution and so on. I believe what the founders believe, but boy, you get criticized for being that because when you run for office, and they've said this, it's some of the criticism, oh, David Whitney is a very dangerous man. They're worried about me, which is a good thing, I guess, because they recognize that the message that I'm bringing is a message that is resonating with many, many people, that our government is way out of control. Our government is way beyond the boundaries. Our government is lawless. It's not even obeying the state constitution, the county charter, or the U.S. Constitution. And we, the people, have to take action to bring it back, to rein it back in. And so one of the interesting benefits I see as a Christian here and as a pastor is that a bunch of these pagan reporters who hate what I stand for, hate what our founders stand for, they're listening to my sermons. Some of them are going back, listening to 5 years of sermons. Some of them tapped all the way back sermons in 2010 to find things to criticize me about. But I praise God that they're actually listening to my sermons anyway, because maybe somehow the Word of God will crack their thick skulls and get through to their heart and mind and soul and bring them to saving faith in Christ. I'm praying for that. Actually, I had a conversation with one of the reporters who's very critical of me, and I said, well, I'm going to pray for your soul that you come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, so that when you depart this life, and we will all die, we will all depart this life at some point, when you depart this life, I pray that you would repent, receive Jesus Christ, and therefore you would go to heaven. And so we pray that God's going to use all that we're doing at Institute on the Constitution for his honor and glory to help spark the spiritual revival that is absolutely necessary and the repentance that is required if America is going to be returned and restored and not just obliterated by the judgment of God that should rightly fall upon us simply for the evil of abortion and the promotion of sodomy and all the other things that our country is engaged in. So we encourage everyone, get a host kit, be part of the movement of taking our country back by educating the people in your community of our founders' view of law and government, and helping them take their place in restoring America.
And I would hope if there are listeners out there, if you would be willing to run for office, whether it would be a local office, whether it would be a state office, a county office, or even a federal office, this is the time you have to do it. You have to get your papers in, and suddenly if you can get a lot of signatures, why, it's a very inexpensive, you don't have very many signatures, it costs more money, but think you have an obligation, and if you don't get involved, who, Ellen, if not now, when we are facing the destruction of American freedom, we're facing the establishment of a fascist society in America because the subversive element controls both political parties in Washington, D.C., and is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and they're about to destroy the current one and wipe out the savings, the life savings of the majority of our people. But lastly, of course, they want a one-world religion. They want to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why they've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. Go right ahead, David.
Amen. Well, yes, and I would encourage anyone, when I graduate classes, as I do around the country, I tell them they are now better qualified to hold elected office on the federal level or on the state level or the county level or the town level than 99% of the people who are currently holding those offices, whether they're senators down in Washington, D.C., or in their state capital, or just a councilman at the county level. They are better equipped because they have the founder's view of law and government. They understand the limitations designed by our founders in this system of the Constitutional Republic. They understand the limitations that were placed upon civil government, and that their job is not to go in there and give people goodies, not to go in there and increase taxes and increase regulation, increase the size, scope, and reach of government. No, their job is to go in there and protect God-given rights. That's the job of civil government. So if they have that understanding, which our course will give them, if they'll take our course and adopt that understanding, they're better equipped to serve in public office. So they shouldn't feel intimidated. I'm up against some professionals who've been, you know, running political campaigns and all the rest of that, but that doesn't matter to me. I know I have a message that if the people will hear that message, they'll say, yes, smaller government. Well, that makes sense. Yes, less regulation upon our lives. That makes sense. Oh, yes, decreased taxes. Oh, yes, we want that. They're being crushed by the taxes here in Maryland. So, I mean, the average person often thinks they cannot have an impact, and running for office is something they could never do. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can do it. I have no professional background or experience as a politician whatsoever. I'm a pastor and a teacher and instructor at Institute on the Constitution, but if I can do it, anybody can do it, and we need good, godly people who have the founder's view of law and government in every level of government and every position. We pray for a day when people go and they have to choose between constitutionalist A and constitutionalist B, because both parties have constitution candidates running, and in fact, that's what I'm doing here. I've switched parties, and many people would say, oh, David, you must have committed heresy. I became a Democrat. I became a Jacksonian Democrat, which is where the party started, with smaller government, less taxation, less regulation. Andrew Jackson, he's a great hero, and he was the one that founded the Democratic Party. But the Democratic Party obviously left his principles long behind. And so the Democrats who hate me, I say, well, hey, look, I'm in agreement with your founder. I don't know where you got your ideas, but certainly you didn't get them from Andrew Jackson. So coming at it from this party side, I say, hey, here's a constitutionalist who is offering himself, who cares about the label that is stuck on his name. And, you know, I think we can strategize and take back both parties by fomenting candidates that have the right view, that is our founder's view of law and government, who are willing to run for office and put their name forward and to make the changes that are necessary.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about it, it's got to be now, because the papers have to be in certainly within the next few weeks all across this country. Don't sit on the sidelines and complain about what's going on. Get involved. You may not win the first time or the second time, but if you're persistent, you may very well win, and at least you play some part in educating others about what's going on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial
world. Last week we began to discuss
the explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. A lot of exciting things are happening and all across the country in many of the states while they're passing legislation in defiance of the federal government. And certainly in Wyoming, they've passed a law that if a gun is manufactured and maintained in Wyoming, it doesn't come under federal jurisdiction. And the federal government has no right to say anything about that. Certainly in Ohio, why they've held that the Obamacare is illegal. What we need are more and more state legislatures to begin to take up certainly this call, restricting the power of the federal government. You must understand what's going on. There is a growing movement, but we've never seen anything like this before. More and more people are aware that something is seriously wrong, and you're going to learn about this by getting in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and setting up a program and begin teaching people in your community. I mean, soon that can spread all across the state. One more time, David, I want you to get your telephone number out, and then we'll let you go.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our phone number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796, and our website is theamericanview.com.
One more time, the telephone number.
That's 866-730-9796.
Good night. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. That was Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution, and he's on the front lines of this battle along with his good friend and my good friend, Michael Prudka, who runs the Institute, Michael and his brother together. And basically, of course, they do help Radio Liberty, and we support what they're doing. And basically, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting a kit and beginning teaching the Constitution. If you're not involved, you're part of the problem. And because, of course, we're going to lose our freedom. But I will tell you what's exciting is that more and more states across this country and more state legislatures realize that what is going on in Washington, D.C. is subversive. They can't put it all together. If they read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, they would. But at least they're doing something and they're taking a stand against certainly the activities that are coming out of Washington, D.C., which are illegal, immoral, and, of course, designed to destroy the moral fabric of this society. So basically, we do hope many of you out there will go to our website, radioliberty.com, and listen to our radio programs. Certainly, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, go to our section on the Georgia Guidestones, and also on the Population Control Agenda. Then you'll certainly go to the new section we have there. It's called, and it's just down below the big blue banners at the top. It's called Other Items on the Internet, Other Items on the Internet. And they're simply articles that we post new things there every day that are either funny or humorous or have a philosophical message. But information that you need to have to be effective in this battle, a spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And then, of course, we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do need your financial help to continue doing what we're doing, reaching out across America, certainly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. But we want to maintain our network of radio stations. So if you're there in a position to help, and certainly if you can afford to help and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help financially, we would ask that you certainly pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because quite frankly, we need your prayers, because this is a spiritual battle that's being waged. We recognize that, and certainly we need the funds, but we also need the prayers. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one without charge. If you want to know the items we carry and you have access to a computer, go to radioliberty.com and you can get a list of all the tape sets we have. Wonderful new tape set. Did Hitler escape? Did Hitler escape? We recommend that to you very, very strongly. Did Hitler escape? And then we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who certainly has been at this for 50 years like I have. He actually gets up at 3 o'clock every morning and puts out a publication about 10 items about news items you're not going to hear about regularly. I think it's vitally important that you have alternative sources of the news, because remember, ladies and gentlemen, the media is rigidly controlled in America. Dissemination of information is controlled. There are six major corporations or five major corporations that control suddenly 90% of the major media outlets. They can largely control what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately what they believe. And that is why you need other sources of information. Steve does a wonderful, wonderful job. Steve, thank you so very much for being with us. And what are the stories we're going to be covering tonight?
Well, Dr. Stan, always good to be with you. And there's a story that we go around the circle with but never get to the heart of, and that's the story of jobs in California and jobs in the United States. While President Obama is talking about a recovery, the only way he gets a 6.7% unemployment rate is by ignoring millions of unemployed who have given up the ghost of a chance of getting a job and just sit at home.
Well, let me just point out for our listeners, basically the Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes these statistics that are regularly covered in the media. But what they do not tell you is that there are a number of different U levels. There's U2, U3, U6, and these are unemployment levels. And the figure they usually quote is U2 or U3. They do not quote U6, but you can simply go to your search engine and type in Bureau of Labor Statistics or BLS Statistics, get the federal statistics, and look up U6. And you will talk. You will see that there, if you go to the U6, they're talking suddenly 12, 13, 14% unemployment. And that is the unemployed, the underemployed, and those have given up looking for work. And then, of course, if you were to calculate this as it has traditionally been calculated, and you'll find that on another website called shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com, John Williams' website, the real figure is about 22% unemployed, underemployed, or given up looking for work. They're simply lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. But then what would you expect from Barack Hussein Obama? But remember, he is simply a front for the subversive group that controls Washington, D.C. And I agree with Steve. We have a real problem with unemployment, and it's getting worse all the time. Go right ahead.
Well, just to give your audience an example, Bayer Pharmaceuticals, which is a worldwide firm, was going to put in 500 very well-paying jobs into Berkeley to manufacture a new drug for hemophilia. Very important drug, very expensive drug, and the chemists and the workers were going to be paid a very large sum of money, 500 people. And at the last minute, Bayer decided, no, we're going to put this plant in Germany. About 2 years ago, the Bayer folks had a plant in Richmond, California, which is just outside of San Francisco, and they closed that plant, took 540 jobs, and took them to Europe instead. Bayer is apparently realized that California is not a good place for its companies, and so they want to make a profit, so they're taking
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, Stephen was just pointing out that certainly in the month of February, why suddenly Texas increased their workforce about 31,000 people. California lost for the six or seven straight month jobs, and in February we lost about 31,000 jobs. And remember, every time you lose a job, why, you use the multiplier. For instance, it said that you create a new manufacturing job, why, you create about six other jobs, and those are the people, the service people, and suddenly a multiplier of that one manufacturing jobs can create all sorts of other jobs, certainly in restaurants and certainly in the grocery stores, and there are all sorts of jobs that come when somebody has money to spend. And when you lose a good manufacturing job, you lose these ancillary jobs as well. So Stephen's simply pointing out the fact that suddenly the regulations and the rules and certainly the harassment of certainly of industry here in California is driving people out, and we progressively, month after month after month, we're losing more and more jobs. And contrary to everything you're saying, we're not having a recovery. Certainly America, if you certainly look and see what's happening to Best Buy, certainly all across the country is closing down stores. Staples closing 250 stores. Sears is closing stores. Kmart's still closing stores. Dollar Store is closing stores. Walmart is losing sales, certainly about 10% here this last month or so. Go right ahead, Steve.
Oh, and you should also mention that even McDonald's is losing revenues and losing market share. They have problems. Radio Shack just announced that they're going to close within the next 18 months 1,100 stores that they have. The American economy is not doing well, and while the president and our governor continue to put smiles on our face and giggle about new employment, the people in the communities, whether in Northern California or down here in Southern California, we could see what's happening to our friends and neighbors, that it is not all recovery, that most of it is indeed a loss of jobs and a loss of hope. Yesterday, the state controller of the state of California, John Chang, issued his monthly report. In a month ago, when he had his report about January, he said the cash deficit of the state of California in January was $12 billion. In the month of February, the state of California, and he was very proud of it, had $1 billion more in revenues than they expected. Yet, even with the $1 billion more in revenues, the cash deficit went up to $14 billion, which means without the extra billion in revenues, it would have been a $15 billion cash deficit. The state of California, contrary to what the governor says, our books say that we're in deep trouble and that our cash deficit is growing. And no matter how large those revenues are growing, the spending and the deficit continues to grow as well. And so all of this adds up to a very poor economic climate. And at the same time, the legislature in Sacramento are debating putting an $11 billion water bond that won't bring any water, any new water to the people of California. The governor is still insisting on spending $200 billion on a choo-choo train from nowhere to nowhere.
No, no, is that $200 billion or is that $200 million?
No, $200 billion.
$200 billion, okay, go ahead.
And that's the full cost, including the interest charges on the bonds that will have to be issued to build it. And even the courts have said it doesn't pencil out, and the financial plan is a phony, will never happen. And of course, if it doesn't happen and they do build this boondoggle, this will just be added to the deficit of the people of California. And we get to pay for the subsidy of the train, as well as paying off the bonds for a train to nowhere. But the bottom line here is that government policies are based on killing of jobs. The governor has gone along with Barack Obama to raise the minimum wage. And, of course, as you raise the minimum wage, some people will indeed get paid more money, while other people will either not have a job or be fired from the job because the company can no longer afford the added economic burden. So, in effect, you are creating income inequality by raising the minimum wage, and you are putting more people on welfare by forcing them out of a job. So at some point, the state of California and the nation has to make a decision. Do we want to create jobs or not? The state of Texas has shown itself the state of Texas has created three times the number of raw jobs as the state of California has in the last 10 years. And that's because they believe in jobs. As we speak, there is a major computer festival going on in Austin, Texas, and the creativity of the Texans and the firms that are based in Texas is beginning to outshine those of our own Silicon Valley. And at some point, Silicon Valley, because of the high costs here, et cetera, will be forced to move out of the state of California. And at some point, somebody has to say enough is enough.
I certainly agree with you, and I think everybody should be concerned about what's happening. But we're losing jobs all of the time. And basically, of course, as far as the national job picture is concerned, they're lying to us. It's simply a matter of lying. In fact, they tell us, isn't it wonderful? Look, we created 175,000 new jobs in February. Well, of course, there's one problem, and that is actually they've lost about 230,000 jobs, but they created 175,000. They never tell you how many jobs that they actually lost. And then, of course, but they did tell you, didn't they, that the unemployment rate went from 6.5 to 6.7%, almost as if that was something good. And yet, of course, the employment rate is getting higher while they're telling us how wonderful things are because they're creating all the new jobs. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and you control the media, you can control what the American people think and believe, even though it's a lie. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, it reminds me of what Bill Clinton once said. It's all going to what the definition of is. While you're talking about 175,000 jobs, your listening audience is thinking, well, that's 175 people who now have jobs that work 40 hours a week. That's not true. The federal government counts as a job if you work 1 hour in a calendar month, 1 hour. And as we've already known, before up to December of 2013, all the new jobs that were created in the last 5 years by Obama, 70% were part-time jobs, not full-time jobs. These are low-wage, no benefit or poor benefit jobs. And yes, they are jobs. That's true. But you really have to go into the numbers to see that most of these jobs, the vast majority of the jobs, are not 40-hour a week jobs. They are part-time jobs, which means these folks work under 30 hours a week. Almost all of them do. And what does that mean? Obamacare has taken its toll, because as long as folks work under 30 hours, the employer is not responsible for their health care. And that's also part of the problem, which is why it may be cheaper for Bayer to ship off, as it has already, over 1,000 jobs to Europe rather than having them here in the state of California. If we want jobs, Obamacare has to go.
Amen to that. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and whether they're going to, certainly it'd be interesting to see what happens in November. I hope, of course, it will be a resounding, a reassessment of Obamacare, and the new Congress and the new House of Representatives and Senate will simply vote this thing out, an abomination. I don't think they have the courage to do it. But basically, we cannot afford Obamacare because, of course, it is going to bankrupt our nation. But more than that, it's going to bankrupt health care. God help us. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, we have an indication today as to what is going to happen in November. There was a special election for Congress in Florida's 13th district, and that seat was held for almost 30 years by Congressman Bill Young, who unfortunately a few months ago died of cancer, leaving the seat open. And there was a special election today. The Democrats spent $3.7 million, and she had run for governor, is very well known, extremely well liked, had all the national bells and whistles of a campaign, and really ran a very good campaign. The Republican candidate was a lobbyist. And as you know, Dr. Stan, I've been involved in politics for over 50 years, and I would never suggest somebody who is a lobbyist to run for office, because people don't vote for lobbyists. Yet at the end of the election, and when the polls closed this evening in Florida, the lobbyist beat the hometown hero by more than 3 points, by over 3,000 votes, and the Libertarian got 5% of the vote. And the Democrat candidate ran on Obamacare, and the lobbyist ran against Obamacare, and most of the polls showed that he was going to lose, yet at the end of the election, he actually won. And he was a very bad candidate for a lot of reasons. And so if a very bad candidate can beat a well-funded Democrat supporting Obamacare, I feel very confident about November.
Hold that thought.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. and our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Stephen is simply saying that Dianne Feinstein was calling certainly on trying to get legislation through to force the NSA to stop spying on members of Congress and the United States Senate. But she doesn't seem to be very concerned about the fact the NSA is spying on all the rest of us, because Dianne Feinstein is an ultimate in hypocrisy. Her husband has made hundreds of millions of dollars by suddenly working with government and getting all sorts of government property and trading government property. And basically, of course, she has powerful forces and friends working behind the scenes. Dianne Feinstein many times will say the right thing, but she certainly is in favor of total government control over everything except herself. She wants to be free, and yet, of course, she wants to regulate, and she's going right along with the NSA regulating the rest of us. She just doesn't want them watching her and her family. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, of course, this is the same Senator Feinstein that is in favor of and has voted for every gun control measure that's been in front of her in the U.S. Senate for all these years, yet she herself has a gun. She wants to protect herself, but she doesn't want you, Dr. Stan, to protect yourself.
In fact, she was certainly on the board there in San Francisco. I've forgotten whether she was the mayor or whether she was simply a member of the city council. But she had a gun, certainly, after I think it was the mayor who was shot. And
right.
When asked why she's against people like you and I having guns, and it was all right for her to have a gun, she said, well, I wanted a gun to protect myself. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is a hypocrite. She has no justification being in the Senate. But of course, she'll vote to take away our weapons in violation of the Second Amendment. But she wants one for herself, and she has one for herself. And she had, as in the permit, to carry a gun, and she did carry a gun here in San Francisco when she was in San Francisco. Go right ahead.
Right. And she was a member of the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco when Mayor Moscone was assassinated. And because of the rules of the city, she became the new mayor. And the one first thing she did was to get herself a gun. And quite frankly, I agreed with her. I have no problem with Senator Feinstein having a gun. That's her constitutional right. My problem is that she doesn't want the rest of us to have our Second Amendment rights. It's kind of like the story that came out yesterday. Bob Costas, the gentleman who is a sports reporter for NBC, used a sporting event to blast and have a rant against people having guns. He used time when people are looking at a sporting event instead to have a public policy statement that people should not have guns. And yesterday it came out that he has armed bodyguards. And somebody asked him if it was hypocritical for him to be opposed to us having guns and he has armed bodyguards. He says, no, it's not hypocritical. I need protection. Well, I agree. Bob Costas does need protection. But why should he be the only one who's an American that gets protection? And there's all these liberals who just really want for themselves but don't want for others. They are truly the greedy, the arrogant in our society. And at the same time they tell us that we have to pay more in taxes, they look for loopholes so they don't have to pay taxes. Or you have the Hollywood billionaires who are demanding the state of California give them more than $100 million in tax incentives, yet they could give twice that much and do give twice that much to liberal politicians as donations to elect them to office to raise our taxes, while at the same time they're begging that their taxes be reduced. And they're billionaires. There's something wrong with this picture, as a friend of mine would say.
Amen. I agree with you. Go right ahead.
Well, once you get past the Hollywood folks, then you have to go into one of the biggest issues that's going to face those of us here in California, and that's the water shortage. We do have a drought, and that's true, but the water shortage is not because of the drought, but because of government policy. And as we now know, both the State Water Project as well as the Federal Bureau of Reclamation are giving the farmers of the Central Valley zero amount of water this year, while at the same time continuing to give fish over 100% of the water that they need. And it's become so ridiculous, the state of California, using your tax dollars, Dr. Stan, are going to be hiring trucks so that they can take salmon from one spawning area of Northern California and put it into a larger area in Central California. And they're going to truck the salmon.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Steve Frank. And suddenly we're talking about the fact that the farmers are certainly having to put in wells or going down to, you see, 200 or 300 feet. Of course, a lot of wells will go down 500 feet, even where I am, where the wells will go down sometimes 500 feet. But basically you're saying that they're putting in wells all over the valley. What are they finding? Are they getting water?
Half the time they're not. And you're right, they are going down 500 feet and more. But the bigger problem is that in the counties I mentioned before, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Fresno, Madera, and there may be some others, the counties are debating controlling the groundwater. So even if you do have a well, the county, in effect, is going to use eminent domain and take your water. And so why would you want to spend tens of thousands of dollars to dig a well when at the end of the day, the water from your well that you paid for may not be yours to use? And so you're going to see a massive unemployment in certain areas of the Central Coast as well as throughout the whole of the Central Valley. The city manager of a town named Manteca says that by summer, his town is going to have a 40% unemployment rate at a minimum. And if any of these counties do take control of the groundwater, and by the way, the governor has a task force on water, and one of its proposals that they're looking at is have the state take over all groundwater. The moment that goes forward, there'll be no new wells in the state of California, because who would want to invest and have the water taken by the state? Be a waste of money. And at that point, the state collapses because we're not able to grow food. We won't have the water. And the state of California will have, in effect, taken the most important asset of Californians, and that's their water.
Well, Sydney, we did have some pretty good rain and snow there for a couple of weeks. So I know we're still behind. I know here in where I live, and Sydney and Ben Lomond, I understand they have something like 35 inches of rainfall so far. Usually they may have close to 100. So we're behind, but certainly there will be certainly rain, certainly water, certainly subterranean water where we live. But I know that certainly the valley is going to be the Central Valley, which is the food basket, is really sort of being set up, I think, for disaster. Well, before you go on, Steve, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly subscribe to your publications.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Every morning at 3 a.m., I publish the California Political News and Views, which is stories about public policy throughout the state of California and sometimes nationally that the mainstream media misses or misleads on. And I give a different understanding of those stories so folks can get a better understanding of what the truth is rather than what the government wants us to know. And you can get my newsletter free at 3 o'clock in the morning by subscribing to it. Go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and on the right side of the page is a box that says News Alerts and a place to put your email address in, and put your address in there, hit submit, and at 3 o'clock the next morning you will get your first edition free of the California Political News and Views.
All right. Well, if you're out in the audience, you have a question for our guest, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Right now we have Gloria calling us from Spokane. Hi, Gloria. Do you have a question for Steve?
I just want to make a quick comment that the things that he is describing, similar things are happening in Washington State as far as the taking our water rights away. The Department of Ecology is implementing in-stream flow rules, and they really want to stop development. We've been watching this process for a long time, but they're really turning the heat up. So, and I always want to encourage your speaker to, I'll give him contact information. I'd like him to start speaking to the CAPR groups down there in California, Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. There's several chapters down there.
Okay, fine, Gloria. I appreciate that. You can get in touch with his name is certainly Stephen Frank, and you can look him up on the internet. He's a very reliable and great source of information. Okay?
And he's a wonderful speaker, so I want to give him time now. Thank you.
Of course, the thing is, we have lots of wonderful speakers. That's why we do what we do. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Gloria.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Stephen Frank, go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I'm glad the lady from the state of Washington mentioned the water issue, because her state has a dam that apparently has a crack in it, and the importance is that the water from the dam creates hydroelectric energy for the state of California. And they're talking about shutting down the dam to fix the crack. And, of course, hydroelectric energy is comparatively inexpensive energy. And because of that, we need it. And if that dam is closed down for any appreciable time, and it could be closed for 12 to 18 months, the people in the state of California, because of the way the grid is operated, the electrical grid is operated, our energy costs are going to go up because of a dam that we don't even know about in the state of Washington.
But I think it's so important that people understand that there is really an organized effort to drive up the cost of electricity, to force people to use less electricity. They've done everything they could to discourage hydroelectric power, to discourage nuclear power. Basically, they've done everything they can to get the most expensive type of power. So they need to close down all the coal generating plants across America. America. Why? Because coal to generate electricity is very cheap and inexpensive. They want to run the cost of electricity up. They have. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And I would be very surprised if they didn't close down that dam because they want to run up the cost of electricity. And you say, that's crazy. Why would anybody want to do that? And the question is, well, why do we have so many things going on today that don't make sense? Unless you understand that there really are people who are doing everything they can to undermine the fabric of our society. And go right ahead, Stephen.
And you're right. The state of Oregon and the federal government tore down a dam about 2 years ago in Oregon that provided the state of California with hydroelectric energy, and they are thinking of tearing down another dam. And both these dams are being torn down without any replacement of the energy. It is similar to what Governor Schwarzenegger and then what Governor Brown did to the state of California. Somewhere, I believe it was 2007 or 2008, the governor outlawed utilities in the state of California from signing contracts with energy companies that get their energy from coal. And the state of California gets 40% of its energy from coal-producing companies. And then Jerry Brown almost doubled the amount of alternative energy that the state of California must have rather than coal. And as these coal company contracts that are in force run out, neither Schwarzenegger nor Governor Brown created any replacement for the energy. And so people are wondering how come their energy costs are going up 8 to 14% a year, every year. And that's because we are relying less and less on coal and more on the very expensive solar companies, wind farms, and other biomass and other forms of alternative energy, which cost between 2 and 5 times that of coal and or oil.
And basically, it is totally impractical. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They want to drive the costs up so that the people will be forced to use less electricity. They really want to lower the living standards of the people here. Well, we've got Joe calling from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Not particularly a question. I'd just like to vent my spleen a little bit in a very respectable way. You know, I can't believe when this fellow Costas was being interviewed by I don't know who, and then he says, well, I need protection. You know, if I was the guy holding a mic and interviewing him, I would tell him right straight to his face, you're a damn hypocrite. You want to have a right to own gun, and you don't want us to have a right to own gun? You're a hypocrite. I tell them twice.
Okay,
I get pissed off when I hear things like this.
Okay, well, I certainly agree with you, Joe. I certainly no question at all. And anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
And then, and here's another thing. This woman, Dianne Feinstein is her name.
Right.
What state does she represent?
Where California. She's a senator from California.
So doesn't she get any kind of a feedback from her constituencies? That I would, if I was living in California, I would tell her, what makes you such a hypocrite, woman?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She gives hypocrisy a bad name. Good night, Joe. God bless you. Okay, fine. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, Joe points out the frustration of the American public, not just the California public, but the American public. We hear day in and day out these crazy stories, these hypocritical statements. We see these policies that everybody knows are going to kill jobs, harm our people through poor quality health care, harm our children through dumbed down education, and we just sputter. We just can't believe people can be that stupid. And I don't believe people are that stupid. I think you're right, Dr. Stan. This is a planned attack on the freedoms and the people of the United States. We are the last bastion of freedom. Ronald Reagan famously said that while others are running to our country to avoid enslavement. When we're enslaved, where do we run to? And we don't have a place to run to. We are the last bastion, and our freedoms are being taken away. And Joe is just the tip of the iceberg of the frustration of the people of the United States, that our government in Washington is willing to compromise on our freedoms. They're willing to discuss fixing Obamacare when it has to go. You cannot fix a program that is geared to harming people, that is the purpose of which, to make it pay for itself, is to allow people aspirin and a prayer rather than a procedure and medical care. It's just wrong. You can't fix it. It has to go. And until it goes, the people of the United States are going to be harmed, physically harmed, and everyone will wonder, how did this happen? And the reason is people are sputtering, and we need to calm down, take a deep breath, get involved in the process, join a Tea Party, get active with a campaign, learn about the candidates, whether they're running for school board or city council or your state assembly or state senate or Congress. Learn about the people. Learn where they stand. Challenge them. Don't let them have bodyguards while they're telling us the Second Amendment has to go. Confront them politely, respectfully, but you have to confront them. They cannot get away.
People to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. Which part of that don't you understand? Don't you understand that our founding fathers feared a tyranny and they knew that government would one day be used against the people? Is that what you really want? You really want a dictatorship in America? Don't you know that certainly if the people are armed, they can't have a dictatorship? You don't want the people to be free? And I think when we frame it in that way, we need to learn how to put the people on the defensive, and the people who are doing everything they can to take away our freedom and our weapons and to increase government control over our lives and to drive up our cost of electricity. We need to learn how to put them on the defensive and embarrass them publicly. And people have to get on to talk show programs. They need to be out handing out pamphlets or handing out simply single sheets of paper at the local malls. People have to be involved. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Right. We have to get out of this habit of thinking our neighbors are going to do it for us, that we're only one person and that we don't have a voice because we're one person. We do have a voice. Letters to the editor, going to town halls, calling radio talk shows, letting people know of a circumstance that they might not know about unless you spoke up about it. It's imperative that the people stop staying home and start getting out to the community to educate their neighbors. We have to turn this around. We have no choice. Again, Reagan said, where do we escape to when our freedoms are lost? Think about that and act on it. We have a right as a people to the First Amendment. We have the right to speak out. And if we don't use it, the freedoms we lose will be your freedoms and my freedoms. So I use every opportunity I have to talk about the problems of our society, to discuss how the public policies are harming our constitutional rights. Some people say, well, Steve, you're a Republican. And I say, yes, I am a registered Republican, but I only vote for constitutional conservatives. Being a Republican is not enough. You have to be a supporter of the Constitution as well.
I agree with you. Our guest, of course, is Stephen Frank. And Stephen puts out a newsletter at 3 o'clock every morning. And basically, you'll certainly want to get it. And you can go to his website. Once again, your website, Stephen?
My website is capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. Just go to the site, and on the right side of the page is a box that says News Alert. Put your email address in that box, hit submit, and you'll get the newsletter.
Well, that's all. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
If you'd like to know about that, we have a 4-CD set. It's called Operation Paperclip.
When they reach 60 years
Operation
of age,
Paperclip goes into the
problem.
Nazis were brought to America. It goes into the Nazis.
They have to get up several times every night.
South America.
What's the solution?
Many men use our herbal product called lives. Prostate support. But the next generation is there. The Nazis
metal,
are still there. The Nazis are in charge of what's going on in Germany today. And actually, the Nazis won the war. They actually, Germany dominates Europe today. The average individual doesn't understand that.
You would like
but
to try
the whole idea
support.
Was to bring about a socialist government in Europe, and that's what they have. And they won it certainly by default, not simply by military conquest. They lost the war, but they
once
won
again,
the peace.
The telephone number
and you need to get the 4-CD set on Operation Paperclip. The 4-CD set on.
And I suggest you call today.
Entitled. Suddenly, did Hitler escape? And then we have so many other 4-CD sets out there that we have one wonderful 4-CD set on the fate of Congressman Larry McDonald, who is actually the leading conservative spokesman in 1983 when he mysteriously disappeared. And his plane just disappeared. And we've been lied to about it, certainly, but what people don't understand is he survived. He actually ended up in a Soviet prison. And we can document that from many sources. But the average individual doesn't understand that our government was working with the Soviets. Our government has always worked with the Soviets. The Soviet Union has been financed since its inception by people here in the United States. If you haven't read Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, you need to get it. We financed the Nazis, and that's covered beautifully in Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Nazis. Let's see, Wall Street and anyway, just ask for Professor Sutton's book on how we financed the Nazis. We have the book, certainly. The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Cuddy. Probably the best two books we carry would be certainly John Loftus's book. And John Loftus's book is America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret and the Secret War Against the Jews. And then if you want to know in detail how we financed the Nazis and how we helped the Nazis escape to South America, why the 4-CD set is entitled The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. We do need your help. If you can join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is March 11, 2014. You're in the right place. It is Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and not taking no for an answer, and always asking the right questions. That's what we do at the Power Hour, and that's what we encourage you to do. Joining me in the studio, JD. Thank you so much, JD.